decision time on this car wash. This car has E3 junk all over it. E3 gunk. From the open road that's still just covered in bugs and stuff from the trip to Los Angeles and back. It is in some ways a safety hazard, as the windshield is disgusting and filthy. Okay, you've pulled into this establishment in such a way that I can't get in. Thanks. You are pulling out of the lane where people are supposed to drive into. So, great work. That's good stuff. You avoiding eye contact with me is the right move.
Verify your membership. Welcome to our car wash. Please select an option from the list on the screen. Please select a car wash by pressing one of the service buttons on the screen. Welcome to our car wash. Add your own finishing touches. Please insert cash or card. You are now ready to enter the car wash. Please proceed by following the directions on the sign.
Okay. All right. This guy says drive forward. He's kind of telling me how to steer here. That's not really a... He's kind of just bashing his hand against his chest. Which is not really a... I don't get is if their automated car wash is so good, how come during, like, business hours they've got a dude who, like, pre-washes the car? Like, he's kind of rubbing a brush over parts of it. Which, you know, those are the parts where I start to feel bad. Because then it's like, this dude's doing stuff to my car. Like, it's fine. Let the robots do it, man. Just relax. right. Well, the car wash has ejected me back into the world. And, there's a little bit of soap residue left around my mirror on the passenger side. I thought about waiting to see if it would rain or something cool like that, but no, also the kind of dirt that was on this car was not the type of dirt that would just get off in the rain, so... They have an option that that car wash that's like, hey, if you pay us $14.95 a month, or you can wash your car as often as you like. It would give you a little pass, and you just like come on in and wash your car, and that just seems fucking crazy. Like how often? Like no. Like if I cared that much about my car and keeping it clean, I would wash it myself rather than let their weird, filthy, abrasive brushes. Like, probably fuck up the paint on a car. You know? Also, if someone was really taking advantage of that, that would be... I mean, I think they're using, like, non-potable water and all sorts of stuff, so it's not necessarily the same thing, I guess. But, you know, it's like... There's not a ton of water around this state in the first place, so... So, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, now we're on the freeway, so that's how that went down. Out from behind this truck. Mission accomplished. Tuesday's going great. Oh, man. Okay. like all of the rock music, the guitar-based music played on Beats 1 is stuff that you can hear in a fucking iPod commercial. Like, it's I was gonna call it generic, but it's not generic. It's, or at least not, you know, it's not just like generic, straightforward American rock, you know? It's like, it's all this fucking Brit rock, just kind of standard, just like, all right, yeah, sure. It's okay. Sounds like music to fucking buy an iPhone too. Maybe that's the point.
Out of New York, Zane Lowe is up next live in Los Angeles. I'll be back in a few hours with more music for all of you, but for now, let's get into this New Year's and Years. Their debut album, Communion, is out July 10th. I'm obsessed with these vibes. This is Aisha.
I'm obsessed with these vibes. Did you really just fucking say that out loud? These vibes, you guys, listen to them. Oh,
The big disconnect in the way some people describe music is when they talk about a song as like, this is just a monster. Like describing a song that's like this tempo and like this level of aggression. Like when people saw something, like I expect a certain level of fucking darkness. Or some fucking like aggressive beats, you know? But when they talk about, you know, like, oh, this is like a huge song, and you know, at that point, but then when they call just a song that they're saying is a huge song, when they call that a monster, which I want them to say that Zane Lowe did yesterday. It wasn't yesterday, it was sometime last week. It was just like, that never makes sense to me. It never fits.
Sounding good, Liverpool apparently. Or Bogota in Colombia locked in. Tennessee. Peabody in Massachusetts. Lisbon. Boyne Falls in Michigan. Surrey in Canada. Ohio. LA. Chile. Antwerp. India. Ecuador. Whatever your time zone, whatever you're doing. I'm Zane Lowe. It's Beats One.
Andreas in Austria, Ladybug in San Diego, California locked in, Diego in the past, Bolivia always on, Megan in Detroit, Nathan in Israel, Stephen in Perth, Iceberg in Wake Forest, North Carolina is in. You're tapped in. You're in device, we're always on for you. Heading to Tea in the Park, one of the legendary festivals of the UK calendar this weekend. That is the UK rock and roll story of the moment. That is Wolf Alice. That is Mona Lisa's smile from their incredible debut album. Welcome to the show. I'm Zane Lowe from LA, and this is Beats One. We got a world record coming up from Tame Impala. We have a world first from Kiara, an interview with Best Coast and Spec.
Yeah, okay.
Listen to the trap, niggas. God bless all them trout niggas. When you wake up before you brush your
teeth, grab your strap, nigga, all the time. I'm a bad boy, but I don't wanna be close like me. It's in a club and a nigga get it poppin'. In that hoe, she want a free drink to the bitch to get up.
Today is a Saturday, Saturday is a Saturday, Saturday is a Saturday.
Back once more with the wall up in the store. Smash about a big shit, I make you rock your head. Revival of the roller boogie in the ring to shoot to make you think about the time it's poke fun instead of fight. A diving from a piece of metal should have jumped. Like, slip your butt to the fix of this mix. Cross that briefcase, it's time to let me get you work like heck to get the weekend check. So unfasten that sleeper on your neck. Connected like a rod from the wheel to the foot. Come on, everybody, get the funky output.
I never let her go. I'm tired of weak ass niggas running over foot that don't belong to them. fuck is wrong with them? They fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all to the shrimp on their hands with them. Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here,
I bring down rain, the heaviest curse to head. No more talk, put him in the dirt instead. You keep up, that you trying to end up red. If I end up dead, I end up dead. You use a soft type nigga, fake up north type nigga, push like a soft white nigga. Dog is a dog, blood sticking in water. We done been through the mud and we quicker the slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns you run out. When up in there, everybody come out. When nobody run out, send in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out, nigga run in his mouth. I'ma blow his lung out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fishing. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me do my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
One, two,
baby, I'm sad.
Something rigid.
And your source for the Ed Lover Show.
Come on, son.
On Sirius XM.
Now as the record spins around, you recognize this sound. Well, it's the underground. You know that we're down with what you like. With what you like.
And though we're usually on a serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're going to flip the trip and let it all hang out tonight.
I love this song, but I
still got it, baby boy. Check the nights, baby boy. Overseas and domestic, we exchange current till the papers extend. You like fossils in the wild, we live with God's child. Fuck what y'all think. When we glide the world, what we telling them? Still got it, baby boy. Within the loudest crowds, what we yell at them? Still got it, baby boy. Walk amongst the people, what they are saying? Still got it, baby boy. Those that thought they were equal, they demise saying, still got it, baby boy.
hold up. And it's more new music being played. Y'all like y'all just heard them, y'all hate that shit.
Yes.
Join Hip Hop Music Meeting, Walmart's at SiriusXM.com/HipHopNation.
Oh, oh.
Nope.
Drink what you like.
Stratego yield really keeps our plants green all season long up to some of the last fields that we harvest. It really seems to help on the corn after corn where we're going after the gray leaf spot and the northern blights. We've seen that enough yield advancements with it. We just plan on spraying Stratego yield on every acre.
Radio Channel 80.
All right, we're back with you on Market Day Report. Thank you very much for joining us on a Tuesday and letting us be a part of your day. We sure appreciate that. Well, on the latest market summary that we have for the livestock trade, we do have some new numbers for the asking prices on the cash cattle market out there in the plains. 153 to 154 is what the trade is looking for this particular week. Because we had a kind of a wild cash trade last week, just a wide array of prices out there, all the way from 148 to 153 at the top end. Actually, I think I heard 153 and a half for a top last week. So this is where we're starting out. No trade has developed, of course. It's kind of early in the week, but we have to have something to start with, and that's what our first asking prices are. Cash hog prices are basically about steady this morning, from what I understand from USDA. So that means they remain in a range of $74 to $77 or so. Light sow market has been steady. Your heavy sow market is steady to maybe a little easier this week, and your boar market has been holding steady as well. We have an update as well on your milk prices. It is down a couple of cents now. The last quote on your August Class 3 milk contract is $16.23 per hundredweight. Egg market really hasn't changed at all. It's been pretty static now for a better part of a week and a half, almost 2 weeks now. Now let's take a look at our futures trade. And in the cattle market, of course, we have seen a lot of profit taking place in the livestock trade on the cattle and the hogs here recently. We have the August live cattle currently trading 45 lower at 150.05, well off of our earlier high now by $1.10, and really toward the lower end of the trading range today. October live cattle are down 47 cents now at 153. They were sharply higher at one point today, but they really turned around. December live cattle are currently down 63 cents. They're showing a last trade at 153.85, so a lot of pressure remains in this live cattle trade. On the feeder cattle market, well, take a look here. We have the August contract losing about a half a dollar at $216.48 on the day. That's over $2 now off of its high of the day, almost $2.40 if I'm doing the math in my head right here.
Great.
Y'all waking ass up. I mean, damn, me hoe get paid. All you do is get laid. This shit don't add up. She say, tell all I wanna do is feel love. Even if I know it ain't real love. Even if I know a nigga only finna hit it, then never call back, I still fuck. And that fucked up. She so trill, I need some, she go still. When the trap hot and police ride, nigga, care where we go chill. About 4 years, she here dope. My 4 pounds, and it go down. I remember shout, she stayed down. I won't say a name, cause she mad now. And she never gave any nigga time of day, but she the chick all the niggas try to talk to. But when it came to me, she had a thing for me. When we kicked it, she rolled up the weed for me. And we both cut glass, post up in the cut, steady watching just to see if the police coming. We got close over time, her and I, right around the time that I first got signed. Come to think about it, I was about 17, I ain't even have a license, couldn't even drive. I was going back and forth with each flight, another show after show, each night. She became so suspicious of these other bitches. She go through my phone and we fight. Talk about torn between the two. Wasn't really much more than we could do. Wasn't really much space for us. She stayed down with every tour she see me do. But I guess one night I had a few. One night I had a few. Yeah, this little shit that caught my eye. I told her hurry up, meet me at the room. And no, I didn't have a contraceptive. My common sense neglected. 2 months later, next thing I know, I got a text that said I'm pregnant. And you can almost bet she kept it. And that's the reason why you left me. On top of all that, it wasn't even mine. I went and got the turn of the
day.
Hola.
305 and gave me high five when I said I'm in high pursuit. You said I won't ride until Kendrick drive a new Monte Carlo that cruise. And that shot my pride, I tried to improv, but no freestyle, I never do. You're looking for the nigga with the tallest fetish. You're overlooking every nigga that ain't quite ready to make it rain, know you're like I'm about to break a levy. Hold up. That pussy petty, yeah, your nail did, your hand did, your cell phone is selfish. It only got numbers that come with a Hummer, her new prima donna, I smelled it. Tried to make you mine, hope. Tried to make some time, hope. But I ain't got the time or the patience to stop and wait the line, hope. Her dreams hoes Versace, she fought for Armani. Only deal with rich niggas, fuck you and Mitt Romney. I'm grown now, I'm on my own now, I'm poppin'. Change my phone now, when I get home now, I got eyes. I'm shits, fast forward, wait, is that you? With them big old thighs after school? And your three kids and three baby daddies ain't card no, that's overdue. I know.
Hip-Hop Nation.
Hip-Hop Nation is where y'all discover the new music.
Do it.
Me and my dogs in this bitch like,
whoa.
Jumping off the wall like,
whoa.
Money on the floor like,
whoa.
Fuck with me, you gon' get your ass,
whoa.
Hip-Hop Nation. Join the music meeting on SiriusXM.com/Hip-Hop Nation.
it's gonna be difficult for me to shake that one off. I think we're just gonna go from that record into the new record when it's ready and literally seamless, no breaks whatsoever. Beats one, today's world record.
Forthcoming new Tame Impala album is called Currents. We have Kevin on the phone. It's been some time since I've spoken to you, man, and it's nice to have you on Beats One. How are you, mate?
Good, man.
The album, this new record, which I believe has kind of gone out to the masses in some form yesterday, it's leaked, in inverted commas. Have you sort of been able to kind of follow the reactions of that? Do you do that when the record sort of gets out to people, or once it's done, do you try and let it go?
I don't know, man. It's weird. It's kind of like, it's a pretty bittersweet moment. Because on one hand, I'm just dying for people to hear it. Especially, you know, when there's so much talk about it. You know, there's a lot of words in, like, interviews and stuff. Mm. It's kind of like, I can imagine it being really frustrating for people that just want to hear it and, you know, let the music speak for itself and there's, like, words and stuff. So from that side of things, it's kind of really, it's really relieving, you know. But at the same time, it's like, it's not what's meant to happen, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of freaky.
I never know in this day and age, you know, I never know where the curtain is. Yeah. Is the leak something that the artist has gone against the artist's wishes they didn't want to happen, or has it been one of these kind of backroom conversations where it's like, oh, just drop it, just get it out there? You don't even know where the curtain is anymore, I don't reckon.
Yeah, but you know what? That's kind of one of the exciting things about, like, you know, today's kind of like landscape, whatever you might call it. Mm. You know, no one knows where the rules are, no one knows where to draw the line between things. It kind of makes it cool and mysterious.
It's true. It's true. Let's talk about this song we're going to play right now. Today's world record on Beats One. The less I know, the better. Tell us a bit about this one. So, I mean, like a lot of the album, there's, you know, a lot of groove in this song. And what's the story you can tell us about this?
I don't know. I mean, I just had the idea for the song a while ago. It was kind of just brewing around for a while. I didn't really let it kind of sit for a while, you know, and just let each kind of section come to me naturally. I didn't force it. But I mean, you know, it's a pretty upbeat song for what I'm kind of used to. But at the same time, it's got a melancholy feel to it, which I like. You know, that's kind of one of the things I like about a lot of disco music. You know, it's got that kind of really upbeat, like, super strong rhythm, but at the same time, it's got this kind of like minor key, kind of somber edge somewhere in it inside. You know, it's kind of like two contradicting things, which I love.
Dance your ass off while you bore your eyes out.
Yeah, exactly.
The world record from Tame Impala, The Less I Know The Better, right here on Beats One.
The world record.
It was 9:27, 82, baby, do charity hospital, a.k.a. the city zoo. No pity due to no one, nobody, not all, man. They dropped us in the game and everybody's trying to ball. And a small hand to touch you, the large hand.
Hey!
terrible. Terrible. Like, amazingly awful right there.
Practice extending across the atlas. I be at this, flipping it together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatra. Bomb graffiti on the tour of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti.
Maybe getting back together. Two alleged former lovers were spotted hanging out with a group of friends at Disneyland recently, leaving us all to wonder whether they have secretly become an item again. I hope so. Here's Chuck Rapp.
Great. Romy, think.
Hello. Playing big 80s hits. Sirius XM, big 80s on 8.
Eminem remix is weird.
Oh,
decade of the millennium.
The M-Pop 3 player is on shuffle.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Coming live from the VIP, heard the nightlife, lost life, what I mean. Multi fans in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hit, but shouted he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now, Raw don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. Still ballin', money stacked tall in the shack now. Still push a button to let the roof on the lack down. I'm on the road doing shows through my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to Chat Town. I got the crowd yelling.
Okay, no, he's moving cones. Okay. So to say, the light turned red, guy walked out, dropped a road cone right in front of me. I'm like, what? Wait a minute.
To currencies. We know what's going on in China. We've had a big stock market collapse there during the last few days. We know that the euro and the issues with Greece is certainly a problem. So the strong dollar is certainly not helping commodity values here today.
Joe, I've had some analysts telling me this week that they're actually possibly more concerned about what's going on in China than they are with Greece.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, China being the big buyer of soybeans that they are, the stock market crash or collapse there is problematic. Now, in past instances when China has had big problems with their stock market, 2008 is the one I recall, they didn't really buy any less soybeans. They continued to import beans from the U.S. and from South America kind of at a normal type pace. So I think it's more of a psychological factor than anything fundamental at this point.
Yo, everything beyond the July contract and the soybeans, we just had them up on the screen here, they're all below the
soybeans
mark right now. How worrisome is that to you technically?
Technically, you know, the market actually still looks all right technically. We had the big spike higher. We rallied, you know, $1.40 in the span of 10 trading sessions. The fact that we're retracing a little bit here is probably to be expected, I suppose. There's still a ton of uncertainty out there in regard to soybean production this year, and that's really what's driven this rally as of late. You know, not only do we have an expectation for a reduced yield on a national basis, we still have a real tough time grasping.
Is China into frozen concentrated orange juice, you know, yes or no? Sunday, give me the straight
USDA
dope. What's going on?
We still got 4% of the beans in this country.
Is that FCOJ?
3.5 million acres. So there's all kinds of uncertainty from a production standpoint. I'm viewing this break here today as kind of a retracement of the rally rather than a total collapse. And we really got to hold some of these levels below the market right now to kind of keep this rally intact from a pure technical standpoint at least.
All right. So maybe a pause in the action. All right. Well, that's interesting. Thanks, Joe. Hang on, if you would. I want to talk with you about livestock here in a second. In the meantime, I want to look at our corn futures, see how the trade is doing right now. Right, and we're trading 4.5 lower at our low of the day now. We're only a couple of cents away from our high. December down 4. What about that wheat trade? Well, we have
what about
Chicago
that wheat trade?
Wheat currently trading 11 lower at 584.5.
That wheat trade, though.
European and Russian wheat that's much more underpriced, especially when you have that high U.S. dollar value. But boy, we have bounced off of our low by a good 6 or 7 cents at least. Kansas City wheat on September, we are currently down 7 at 585.5. And let's take a look at here at the Minneapolis trade. Right now we're down a dime in September at 621.25. We'll be back with more with Joe Vaklovic. We'll be talking about the livestock trade right after these messages.
Horses, like most animals, have mental processes quite different from those of humans, at least most humans. I'm Rick Lamb, and this is the Horse Show Minute.
What?
Dr. Temple Grandin of Colorado State University is one of the world's leading experts on autism because she has it and remarkably can talk about it. She draws parallels between the mental processes of animals and those of autistic humans.
Animals are going to think in sensory-based memories, visual memories, smell memories, touch memories, auditory memories, and then to form a concept, they have to put those together in categories and associate them. And that's exactly the same way that I think. And there's some philosophers that say, well, if you don't have language, you can't possibly be conscious or think. Well, then I would have to conclude that I'm not able to think.
Grandin has developed language as a way of narrating the images in her head, and that has enabled her to offer new insights into the workings of the animal mind. To learn more, visit thehorseshow.com.
Remarkably.
Grandin, this has been the Horse Show Minute. Right, Sacred. Rural Radio Channel 80.
We're back with you on Market Day Report. Time to talk a little livestock action right
wow,
now.
Wow, that whole thing was
on the trading floor in Chicago.
Something, man.
Standard grain. And Joe, looking at what's going on in our livestock trade, we have pressure on the cattle trade. They turned around after trading higher early in the day, and we're seeing a little pressure there. But the hogs are a little higher, and from what I understand, that may be some short covering action supporting the hog trade. What do you think on the nearbys there?
Yeah, the hog market has acted pretty well here as of late. We've had a nice 3 or 4 day bounce off some lows or multi-week lows, so acting a little bit better. The cattle market, despite the fact that we had a better cash trade last week, has retraced some of those gains. Now, I think the cattle owners are kind of going to try to hold out for some better prices later this week in the cash market, at least, just because we saw that strength last week. But the weaker board not necessarily helping the cause here. We know that the sharp higher value of the dollar and some concerns in these currency markets. And anything where the funds are heavily long, cattle feeder cattle into the grain markets and a lot of these outside commodities under pressure here a little bit today.
I'm hearing rumors that the packers may be a little more friendly to buying up some cash hogs today.
Yeah, and that those rumors may be driving the market a little bit. You know, we were a dollar higher right off the open in the hog market today, so I suppose that would not be surprising.
All right. Now, Joe, a lot of analysts have expressed concern about once you get past the 4th of July holiday, the demand tends to tail off in the beef and the pork for the rest of the year. Do you fall into that camp as well? Do you think that's going to be hard to recover from?
You know, this year and really these last couple years are kind of unlike anything that we've really seen in the past. We're in kind of a long-term supply-driven bull market, and I don't necessarily know that we're going to subscribe to the typical seasonal tendencies. That being said, you could probably see beef values retrace a little bit and still see cattle futures higher. That's not something that would surprise me at all. I wouldn't be surprised to see the cash cattle market up in the mid-150s.
I see all things. Nothing surprises
again
me.
Sometime this fall. So I'm still a little friendly to the cattle market, just from a supply side type deal, but the beef market may be a kind of a different question.
So do you think the cattle market right now is kind of range bound, relatively speaking here recently, because it has had wild swings in the past?
The futures market has been range bound really for the entire year. We haven't done a whole lot. It's really the cash market where the bigger movement has been. You know, we had a situation where we had this real big $10 positive basis. We had, you know, cash at 160 and futures down in the low 150s, and we've kind of brought that relationship together here as of late, but the futures market itself hasn't really done much at all during the
futures market, like whatever, man, you know.
So would you recommend our feedlot producers out there maybe locking in some feed needs?
Well, I think that ship has sailed for the moment. We've had a real big run-up in the corn market and in the meal market as of late, so we're in the...
All right, I would like to wait for you to get out of the way completely, sir, but you don't understand, I really have to go to the bathroom. Oh, boy. All right, I gotta go. Literally. I will see you later. Have a great Tuesday.